this leads right into number three. So we looked at the purpose of being empowered, the person, and now the result of being empowered by the Spirit. At the end of verse 13, after the court officials recognized the boldness of Peter and John, the boldness of the untrained disciples, they were amazed and they recognized that the disciples had been with Jesus. So remember this phrase, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. It meant not that you just took on the teachings of the rabbi, but the entire lifestyle. It's common nowadays to use this term disciple. Like, you know, I've been discipling some friends, or we just went through this discipleship course and did this, this, and that. It's common nowadays to use that term disciple and to think that discipling someone means to teach them stuff. Now, that's true. People can be taught the Bible. They can even be taught how to live. But that's not the only thing that discipling was in the Bible. It was so much more than that. You know, the New Testament was written in Greek. The Greek word for disciple really means this: one who thinks things through and applies the real-life applications based on the lifestyle of their teacher.